all this time. Okay, so again, we'll start on the top of the page on Gimel, even though I think we did Gimel last time, but since it's been so long before the Yomim Tovim. So we're talking about direction, which direction or how you should face when you're davening Shmon Esrei. Okay, so the Mechaber, it's very important, halacha we were up to actually, Gimel. Misheino Yechaven Lechavos Haruchos. If someone doesn't know which direction they should be facing, or, you don't know which direction is which. In other words, like it's a cloudy day, you don't know where the sun was rising, or whatever the case may be, before Yom Narayim, I was in beautiful downtown Newark, New Jersey, for a chasana, and near the airport, and I was in a hotel at the airport, woke up in the morning, there's no shuls anywhere around. It was really cloudy, and which way is Mizrach? Who knows, right? So the Mechaber says, Yechaven libo lav yishuv hashamayim. So we saw a similar idea before. So Mechaber says a person should focus their concentration to Hashem who's in heaven. So I think last time we saw a very interesting Bir Halacha. The Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha that whatever side you're facing, you should turn your head to one of the other sides, right? Because there's only four possible directions, right? There's north, south, east, and west. So if you're facing one way and your head's facing another way, so then you got two out of the four covered. Playing the averages. Again, that's a beautiful Bir Halacha. Again, sometimes we wouldn't think of those things, so the Chofetz Chaim has to point it out to us. Okay, so I think we're up to Daled. Haya rochev al chamor. Someone was riding on a donkey. Ein tzarch le'rei l'l'aspal. You don't have to get down from said donkey and daven. Afilu im yeshlo misha tofes chamoro. Even if you have someone who will hold on to the donkey. Ela mispalo derech hilucho. You just daven the way you're going. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim explains in the Mishnah Berurah, Chazal did not obligate a person to do these things. To get off the donkey, to stop, we'll see about some. Because shekasha lo alav ikuv aderech. Because to stop along the way, to stop and get off, of course you could do it. There's somebody who will hold your donkey. Of course you could do it. But you'll be as, what we call in a technical term, you'd be fatomled. I got to get back on the freeway, the donkey freeway, whatever it is, highway. So you won't be able to concentrate. Again, we'll obviously think about this when we're talking about cars, things like that. Somebody called me just a couple days ago. We're coming home, and, I don't know, we were talking about this, whether it's an accident that he did this. Accidental occurrence, I should say, or was it negligent? Because unfortunately, the way the roads are today, you have to assume the 405 is going to be backed up. You have to, or any freeway. I don't know where we're going recently. We're going somewhere. Midday. Oh yeah, I remember. It was one day. It was 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I don't know if I want this on the tape, but. There's an indoor glow-in-the-dark miniature golfing place. So I took the boys there. So it was midday. It was 2 o'clock. Howard Hughes complex over there in Centennial and Sepulveda. Traffic! Midday, right? Not moving. No accident, no nothing, right? So again, we could discuss whether, you get... So obviously the problem with this person had was they're on the road, they're on one of the freeways that come from the valley, and they were stuck. And it was getting later and later and later, and they had to down mincha. So what do you do? So the guy's on his donkey, and even if he has someone to help him, Chazal did not make it that your person has to get off the donkey, go through that hassle. V'chein im haya b'svino, al gai v'karon. So too, if you're on a boat, or you're in a wagon, if you could stand, stand. Now the problem with standing or on a boat or on a wagon is, you know, I don't know what the headroom is in a stagecoach, but, or if you're not in first class in a plane, but, or on a boat, you know, you know, it's a little wobbly as far as standing is concerned. So if you could stand, good. If you can't, because it's too shaky, you don't have to. V'imlab yoshev v'makomo. If you can't, it's too wobbly. So then you just sit in your place, umispalo, and you daven. And the Mishnah Berurah says, well, you're on a stagecoach. You're going to California, so going west. So, okay, so let's say there's no headroom. So you're sitting and davening Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so we'll talk about three steps back, and we'll talk about back. That will be a little in the sit, but a little later. But what do you do about which direction you face? You're going the wrong way, right? You're going west. So the Mishnah Berurah, we saw this before, says turn your head towards Yerushalayim. You know, if you possible, you're going to have to crane all the way around. But, you know, if possible, if you can't, you can't. Yeah. Oh, or another case, not traveling on a donkey or on a horse or on a wagon or a boat. Oh, imhaya holek baraglov. I think, as we mentioned before, a misconception. When people came west, most people walked. Right. The wagon was for the women folk, the children, and the supplies. So most people, the men walked. Think about that sometime. I walked to Mr. Flackman's house. So somebody's talking, so far. So far. What is it? 7 blocks. Think about from Missouri to California the next time. Okay. Anyways. History. Hayaholak baragla mispal derchiducha. So then, what do you have to do? So then you say you have to stop and stop. You know, stop the wagon, stop everything, and daven. So no, keep on walking and daven. At im ein panav kenegi Yerushalayim. And even though you're not facing Yerushalayim, you're going west, right? You're going to right wherever they went to, Truckee or wherever they're going. Afilu shalova makom sakana. And even if it's not dangerous, okay? So.
More practical, like my grandfather and his brother who escaped the Russian army, you walk from the Lithuanian border to Copenhagen to get
okay.
The boat.
Or west. Let's make a better, I don't want to say better, more recent case. One of my friends, we were learning in yeshiva, so he was coming back from yeshiva from I don't know where, and he got off, I don't remember where what the case was, but he got off the train when the yeshiva was in Forest Hills. Got off on 71st and Continental, the F train. He was walking to yeshiva, and he was very late. It was getting darker and darker. He knew when shkia was, and it was shkia time. And he was walking from the train station back to yeshiva, which is, I don't know, not far, but not close. So he wasn't going to make it to yeshiva in time. And he was walking. Forest Hills, not unsafe area, but it was a little after Son of Sam, and Son of Sam had just killed somebody in Forest Hills around that time. So, does he stop? it's not something to laugh at. Does he stop and daven minchah, or could he keep on walking? So here, the machaber.
If he didn't have a date with him, he was sick from Son of Sam.
No, because believe it or not, I still remember there was a hedge. Remember, they showed us the head. I mean, showed us. We saw the head. There was a hedge, and he jumped down from behind the hedge and shot somebody. I mean, not really close to you, but it was like on that
guy,
route.
Guy-girl couples.
Oh, well, whatever. Okay. Let's not go back there. So, here, we're talking about even if there's no sakana, there's no danger. Ki imyamo vispalo, again, the concept, well, we always focus on concept. Concept throughout here is the same, and that is, if you stop and daven, yikshabeina vichara adracho, so it's going to bother you, you know. I'm being held, I shouldn't say this, being held up. That's a bad choice of words there. V'yatri libo, and it'll bother you that, you know, I'm being delayed. V'lo yichol l'chaven, and you cannot, you know, it'll be difficult for you to focus on your davening. V'akol l'fi aderach, l'fi amakon, l'fi yiraso. So therefore the Machaber says, so it gets down to, so you can keep on walking and keep on davening because your kavanah won't be good if you stop. So therefore, the Machaber says, very interesting Machaber. It all depends on the road, on the place, and your fear. V'yashur dato, and your ability to concentrate. V'yash machmirim lama, but although some have, we'll have to get to this later, Mirz Hashem after Shabbos, some people are machmir to stand in avos, right, the first bracha, we all know why. V'roy lo chosh l'dvayama, and the Machaber says we should hold of this opinion. Im hush lo b'makon sakon, unless son of Sinem is behind the hedge. Huh? Okay, Glass of Shalom, or whatever. In a really dangerous place. Like New York? Glass of Shalom. Okay, we'll have to get back to this. We're running a little late, so Mirz Hashem will pick this up Sunday, Mirz Hashem. Okay. Good to be back in the saddle.